Hello, sweet followers around the world. I hope you're well. This is your host, Yemi Majekudumi from Widow Recovery Secrets. Today, I took a few moments to reflect on what to write about. And I always try to be as authentic as possible. I'll give you something that is current to me also, so you'll be able to relate. So my topic today is why you need to book me as your life and grief coach. And today is podcast 152. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I find a lot of my coaches don't come via the podcast, even though I have thousands of people following me. So I wondered if perhaps you don't really know that I offer coaching or you're not aware. So today is your opportunity to find out more about my life and grief coach service and how it would help you and what steps you have to take. So my personal story of loss and being able to find a thriving life after the loss of my spouse is always my foundational why of why I do what I do. And also being able to share how I've been able to find my way onto the other side. And for those of you who do not know, it's been 10 years now and I'm still here. So if you've just come onto my podcast and you're just finding your way, it is possible. It's not an easy journey, but with the right counseling therapy, then I feel after that, you start to explore coaching, which will cover things like perhaps going into a new career, making new money, so on and so forth. So the reflection is on my why and today and what I can do for you as a coach. So obviously I've mentioned my personal story of loss. And the reason why my why is this also, what I'm about to mention, is I continue to see, talk to widows, especially online, and women struggling for years with grief from relationship loss. Yes, we struggle for years, but it comes to a point where you have to decide. You choose when you want to start getting the help you need. And also, it's not about rushing you. But what I've said in a lot of my podcasts is, anything that happens to us in our lives, we at some point have to decide when we want to start fighting to get your life back, because grief has a way of drowning us. So finding a life coach to work with you most effectively after therapy or if you've had counseling can only generate more positive outcomes for your life, your perception, in areas of finding yourself and making new social and personal relationships. So the more you explore your grief, and the more you grow and understand yourself and become more self-aware of where you are in your grief and what you want, it enriches those around you as well, your children, your family, your uncles, whatever, because it means you open up more and they can interact with you better and not feel you're still overwhelmed with the grief, if that makes sense to you. Anyway, so what I'm saying, so I'm referencing widow loss as long-term personal relationship breakups, marital breakups, and personal relationship breakups. I've said in my podcast before, which was last 2 weeks ago, that if you're wondering why I'm combining this, go to listen to podcast 151, the episode before this one, that I explain why. Through my journey, I found a lot of similarities in widow loss and also in relationship loss, especially divorce, long-term breakups, where you committed to someone, expected marriage, and nothing happened. Okay, so life coaching improves the relationship you have with yourself and with others. So why do I do what kind of work do I do with widows and single women? Obviously, I talk on my podcast. It's a tool to encourage, give you insights on my life and how I've and my journey. But because I've now done so many episodes, I want to explore also how I can help you in one-to-one work, group work. So that links on to the work of my life coaching and group coaching. We all know that life would always present us with so many opportunities and experiences in which to evolve and discover our greater capabilities each time. As people would say, you never know how strong you are until life beats you down. In fact, you're listening to this today. Whatever way you've been beaten in relationship loss, you're still here to listen. And what makes you even come to listen also says to me that you are obviously trying to navigate your loss. And that is a very positive thing. So this could happen through each good and not so pleasant life event we go through. That is the experiences we go through. And when it's not so good, we dare not think of how we would ever get over or come to the other side from this. Yet we do. Because in the midst of the grief, we can't see clearly. Our filters are totally blurred because of the grief. Do you know that the greatest character is formed from the most challenging events? Although when going through this, you might not see it as that, as this, as that. However, when you come onto the other side, maybe after a few years, you start to see that you've grown from the experience. So if you are listening to this today, if you're a widow or you've experienced an extremely difficult personal relationship or marital breakup, the point is you're still here. You might have gone through therapy and counseling, worked extremely hard emotionally on this event, but you are now ready to explore the future and your practical choices, all your choices, and you're trying to take action. Yeah, so you've gone through the emotional, you're processing your grief, you're still grieving, but you're feeling slightly stronger. That's when you might find you want to make some new decisions. You might want to get a new career. You might even want to start dating again. The world is your oyster. So you're now ready to explore the future and your practical choice. And this is where I work as a life coach with you. Okay. And the question to ask yourself really is, what direction do you see your life going in the future? What area of change is at the forefront of your mind? Or what is your ultimate? What is the main thing that concerns you? Or what are your hidden fears in terms of your future? And this is where the coach can help you uncover how to make those achievements and milestones. I help you to see these thoughts materialize in little steps. Life coaching is offered. I offer life coaching as a one-off, one-hour power session where you just pay for one-off for an hour to cover, to get, explore a certain topic, one specific immediate need. Or you can do one-on-one on contracts varying from 3 months to 12 months or longer. Or you can be part of a group book on my group coaching sessions, where topics are discussed in a safe space. And before all of that, you also can get a free 15-minute chat with me before you make any commitment to see if we're a right fit or how you actually feel about even approaching a coach. But the main thing is the decision, the initial decision is always yours. And I say that, I give you 3 reasons why. Number one, you are the one who has to take the first step to want to explore your current needs and what you want your future to look like. Number two, you have to explore for yourself how self-aware are you really of what you want for your life now. Number three, you commit to yourself that you are being true and will be kind to self. Give yourself time to understand sometimes uncomfortable conversations that might come up when you get a coach. While as your coach, I start by giving you the following. I'm just mentioning 3. There's so many other things that come up, even when you even sign a contract. Number one, committed time with the strictest confidentiality. Number two, a safe space for you to be and just share how you really are and where you are in your journey of change. Because grief is a journey of change, which I'm sure you're aware of. And number three, a simple brainstorm what you might be, what life might be now in the future, or what might be unconsciously at the forefront of your mind of a desire you want to achieve or a goal. Life coaching is a self-exploratory journey with coach and coachee developing trust and having candid conversations, plus you take away tools to produce the required results. The most important thing is coaching gets you tangible goals, but these goals are yours and you are the one who agrees what how you want to obtain them, and we are trying to uncover how which ways which is within you of how you can reach those goals. There's no goal that is too small and there's no goal that is too big. It depends on the individual and where you are realistically in your being authentic in how you are, what you can achieve at this time. The process allows you to explore what letting go of the past could look like and how you could imagine a new beginning and what that would look like. When you reflect in your quiet moments away from the life coaching sessions, you start to unravel a positive new vision with hope and dreams for your future. Anything is possible. You just have to start by positively imagining and perceiving it in your mind. And I say this also because everyone's journey of grief or relationship loss is different. Whilst with me, I've always used my imagination and my faith to be able to see beyond my present circumstances, especially when it's very difficult. So I always remember, I might have mentioned this on one of my podcasts, that even when my husband died, even though people were crying around me and everything, what I did is I had to raise my gaze beyond what was happening in my immediate situation and imagine and start to see that I'm going to not drown from the loss, that I would definitely overcome whatever is happening, even though my circumstances didn't show it. And that's how powerful our minds are. Even when you want something in life or you want to change your future or step into a new season, it starts from your mind and starting to imagine and perceive that that's what you want. And it's very empowering. And that's what a coach will do also to enrich that dream or vision. So going on to what I was saying, so acknowledging the past, but gradually being able to see what your new future could look like. Perhaps embracing events you loved before, but got left due to your past commitments. So just to give you a tip, sometimes people find that they've done the therapy and everything, but one massive action that supercharges them from where they are after the counseling is perhaps picking up something they used to really love doing and then run with that. And then that could be a new career. Like many people were started to do dance, but they were doing it years ago. Some people started writing, produced a magazine. It could be anything. These are things that help you to move on into creating more practical things for your life. So for a taste of the life coaching, I'm offering you a free workshop on the 25th of April. It's open to you, my followers, and open to people on social media that follow me. It is for an hour. This will give an opportunity also to listen and hear what a small group of women are sharing about new beginnings, new choices, new decisions. So click the link in the summary notes to book, or you can go to walkingoutofwidow.com. You have to do this very quickly because there are only 20 seats and you only need to take this one step to start uncovering what you want in the future. Do not let doubt and fear keep you from coming or going to these events, because what happens is these two villains, which are doubt and fear, would always come up and maybe you want to make a new decision, a new choice. So what I'm saying again is my life and grief coaching offers you a way to take massive action on setting goals you want to obtain. And as I've said in my podcast series before, you have to be aware and be careful that grief, yes, we grieve, but even when you're grieving, there's certain little steps you need to start taking, because you could find you're basically stuck in your grief for 10, 20 years. And yet, you could have changed or created some joy in your actions. So this is your host, Yemi Majekudumi from Widow Recovery Secrets. I'm signing off now. I hope this helps. I'm here to support you. And do feel free to drop me your comments or questions at walkingoutofwidow.com or at businessandmarriagecoaching.co.uk. Have a good day and stay well and stay blessed. Bye-bye.